I had originally come into contact with this play back in acting school, and it was a scene that had been assigned to me, and this character just really stuck with me. And so I ended up coming back to the play, looking at it again with sort of fresh eyes and years of experience, and it was still something that really, really rang for me and really begged to be done. So it really came down to the strength of this character, and there were so many things in her that I didn't understand. Ways that she experienced the world and responded or reacted to the world that are very different from the way that I do. And I think that was part of what was so unsettling about looking at her in originally, and coming back to the process was a lot of that as well for me as an actor. As on the producing side of things, I'd say the story is one that is still needing to be told, and the play was originally produced back in 2001 here in New York, and it's shocking to me coming back to the piece that it's so present. I mean, with the sentencing of the man in Ohio just today, and those these crimes of sexual violence against women and people that disappear and fall through the cracks in our society in a huge way. I think we have a sense that it's a few people, and I think it's not. I think it's way more people, way more young girls and young people than we have any idea of. And so to tell their story and to shed some light on it seemed like something that needed to be done, which is why I decided to produce it at this time.
Your character of Lisa just has all of these layers. I mean, she kind of starts off the production, it's like a Dixie Chick song, like Wide Open Spaces almost, and, by the end it's like a Johnny Cash song. I mean, how do you address, the changes in those in that character?
With a lot of help from our wonderful director. Luckily, and the writing of Rebecca Gilman really helped to lead you through really specifically with the words she chooses and the way she chooses to use her language, the language skills that she has, and then the tactics that reveals as an actor, I think, are really lead you through the sort of paint by numbers of where this girl starts out and where she ends up. You look for those points of no return, and there are. There are a lot of them, and I hope that they will be revealed. It's not sort of a foregone conclusion exactly, but I think that's a question actually that the audience will need to ask and answer for themselves about what's really possible for a person in these circumstances.
What do you think you've learned through this production that you can use moving forward with your career?
I think one of the biggest things that I've learned is that you make choices as an actor, and those choices lead to characterization and what the audience sees. And I think one of the biggest things I learned is that there are a lot of right choices, which is something that I knew before, but that if I want to go somewhere for myself as an actor, I can choose to make braver choices for me, or safer choices for me, which would be completely different from another actor taking on this role. And it was just really fascinating to me. I got to a certain point in the process, and I was making choices that worked, but they were totally safe for where I was. I am in myself as a person and as an actor, and I hadn't even realized that I was doing it. And so I think it's something that is, especially at this sort of, middle beginning of my career, to be really taking on roles, looking at how I can continue to grow in myself in a role, while still serving the show and the role itself.
where do you want this play to stand, like, in your ultimate, you know, in your legacy? How do you want people to look at this play a couple of years from now in terms of your performance?
I hope that, in terms of content and the choice to do the play in general, I hope that it is not an outlier. I hope that it is sort of the beginning of, there are certain things that you can craft for yourself as an artist, and there are certain things where the chips fall, as they will, as far as business. And so I hope that this is the first of other times for myself that I can take the energy and time to put something out into the world that comes from where I'm at and what I see is needed in the world at that moment from my small perspective, but not just be sort of waiting and waiting for something to happen in my life or in my career.